In the very first Mishnah in Maseches Makis, the Mishnah gives a case, and then the Braisa explains that there were four cases where you don't give Kasha Zama. Mishnah has a case where has two cases where the witnesses testify that somebody's a cholo, and we made a Gemar Din that he's a cholo. And then the Eidim who testified against him, the Eidim who testified about him, that he was a cholo, everybody thought for years he was a Kohen, and the Eidim say, no, he's not a Kohen, he's a cholo. And the Eidim who testified, they themselves are Kohen. Then we're Mazim, the Eidim, the whole story is not true. So Eidam Yom Yosef Ben Grush Machalutzi. You don't apply Kasha Zamam to say that the two witnesses who succeeded in getting Bezin to make a Gmar Din about him to Paskan, that he's a Chol. You don't say we should declare them as Chalolim. You don't give Kasha Zamam. Then the Mishnah has another exception to the rule. The rule is Vasis Malay Kasha Zamam Las Leochir. Mishnah has a second exception to the rule by Golus, that if the witnesses testify that someone killed B'shoigeg and he's protesting the whole time, and Bez makes a Gmar Din, he has to go to the Ori Miklot. You don't say, let's send the Eidim into Ori Miklot. No, the Din of Kasha Zamam doesn't apply. The Gemara has another two cases. If they testified that someone should be sold as an Eved Ivri, and a fourth case they testified, what was the fourth case? That someone is Chayiv Kofer, because the Shor HaMu'ad killed an Adam. So in all these four cases, you don't say, you don't give the punishment of Kasha Zamam. So the first Tesis in the Masechta is bothered with the Kasha. If you don't give the punishment of Kasha Zamam, then it turns out that it's Eidish Atiyachal Azimah. So why not say that you have no right to accept the Eidim in the first place? The Gemara has a rule, whenever it's Eidish Atiyachal Azimah, so you don't accept the Eidim. So some point out that the Rambam perhaps came to answer that Kasha, that there are two types of Eidish Atiyachal Azimah. One is where the Eidim don't give the Zman HaMokim, that's how our Gemara said. And that appears in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that if the Eidim say, Eini Yodeyan, Bedikis, and Din Nefashis, it's okay. But if the Eidim say, Eini Yodeyan, Zman HaMokim, whether in Mamanus or Nefashis, it's not accepted. Mid the Rabbanon in the days of the Tanoim made a takana that you don't have to ask Drishvach Hakir and Dini Mamanus. That's mid the Rabbanon. But Menator Echad Dini Mamanus, Vechad Dini Nefashis, Bedrishvach Hakiro. So Menator, if the Eidim say, Eini Yodeyan, if they say, Eini Yodeyan, Bedikis, it's okay. They say any day and Zman HaMokim HaMamonis, it's not acceptable. So why is there a difference? They both appear in the Chumash. The Gemara says the answer is because it's Eidish Atiyachal Azimah. So you see that you need Eidish Atiyachal Azimah even in Mamonis. Sounds like it's a universal rule. So how come there are cases here where you don't require Eidish Atiyachal Azimah? What do you do with the four cases here? So Tosis works on the Kasha. So the Rambam apparently understood that there are two different Dinim in Eidish Atiyachal Azimah. The Eidish Atiyachal Azimah, that you can't catch them in a lie because they're not going to say Zman HaMokim, so you simply see Atiyachal HaTchisha. That applies even to Didim Mamanis. That applies to all cases. And the reason for that applying all over is because, like the Loshon HaGemara is here, Hechad Deleyade Beziyam Bezisho Delekale Eidis Klal. That's the Loshon HaGemara, second line from the bottom of Ayin Heme Bez. It's considered Kilo Lo Heidu. They didn't finish. It's Chasa Begufa Shaleidus. Like a marshal of Ma'ad David Daimer, if three witnesses come to Bezin, we gave the marshal yesterday, three witnesses come to Bezin, two of them tell the whole story, and Bezin asks the third one, what's the story? He says, I don't know, interesting, I came to hear what's going on. So you're going to say Korva Apostle, because he says, I don't know. He says, I don't know, so he didn't give any Haggadah. So the Rambam writes the same over here, not like Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says something about three witnesses testifying, two of them know this Zman HaMokim, and the third one does not know the Zman HaMokim. So the Gemara raises the issue of Nimtzeched Mehem Karav Apostle. So Rashi and Tosfos, it's in Mem Aleph Amud Beis, where this is coming from, Sanhedrin Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the top Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Rashi there. So the top Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos both learn that according to the way we Paskin, there is a Machlekes HaTanaim in the Mishnah in Makkos. Mishnah Makkos raises the question, why does the Pasuk say, Al Pishnaim Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yumas HaMeis? In Miskayem, it's Eidim Pishnaim. Should just say, based on a minimum of two witnesses are needed. Anything above two is Yesh Bechlal Masai Mona, so you have to, why does he have to mention three? So it must be that Hikish Makish Shlosha L'Shnaim, Shnaim L'Shlosha. What's the relevance, what's the significance of the Hekish? So one Tana says that there's a din of Nimtzech and Menedim Karb Apostle. If you would have had two witnesses, and one would be Apostle, so you left with Eid Echad, you can't give Misa, so even if you have three witnesses, and one of them is a Karb Apostle, and you have two left, so two is the chol you need. No. So since there were three, and one of them and Dimsa Echamem Karba Apostles, so even the two kosher Edim are also not acceptable. That's how we paskin like that, la la. But other Tanaim in the Mishneh Makkos in the first parak, Darshan other drushes, and then a whole from that din of Dimsa Echamem Edim Karba Apostles. So Rashi and Taisus learn over here in Sanhedrin that according to the Psak Halacha that we do accept the din of Hikish Shlosha Dishnayim. Mashnaim din sechma kara apostle is no good apshlosha. There is a din of kara apostle on Shulchan Aruch. So if you have three witnesses and two of them tell the whole story and the third one knows the story but he doesn't know the zman hamakom, so you have a kat of three and one of them is possible because edish yatiochal azima, and the whole kat is not accepted because din sechma kara apostle. And the Rambam does not learn the Gemara like that. The Rambam understood the Gemara the loike Rebbe Akiva. That has nothing to do with Rebbe Akiva's din. Even though we pass like Rebbe Akiva and Makkos in the Mishnah, that there is a din of Nimtze Echemem, Karba Puzzle, it doesn't apply over here. The Lecha Mishnah points out on the bottom of the Rambam that the Rambam does not learn like Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis say over here that if you have three Edim, it's Damachidish. What if you have three Edim and one of them is a Nochri? So we had the Nesivis, quoted the Tumim. The Tumim came up with the Chiddush that there are six people who are apostle that you don't apply Nitzah Echemem Kar apostle. If you have Cherishot to the Kotten, they don't count. Ever Akamisha. They don't have a Shem Eid at all. It's not called Nitzah Echemem Eid. Or let's say you have three witnesses, two of them are Jewish, and the third one is a parent who knows how to talk. And he gives the Haggadah Seder. So you got to say Nitzah Echemem Kar apostle because the parent is apostle Eidus. He's not one of the Kot. He's not one of the Eidim, period. So there are certain cases we don't say Kara Apostle. So what's the din of Stam, a different case? Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima. You have three witnesses, and one of them, for some reason or another, is an Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima. A different case, not this case. He doesn't say Zman HaMoch. One could argue the point and say that the din of Kara Apostle doesn't apply. Kara Apostle only goes at Kara or a Russia. It has a psul. Maybe Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima. It's not that there's a psul on the Gavr. Maybe it's a din. Bezna has no right to accept such Eidahs. It's not that he's an apostle, a person. Maybe you can't really say, Echad min ha'edim, apostle. Is that the way you call it? Eidosh at Yochel Azima, the Eid is a Gavr who's apostle. Maybe he's not a psul in the Gavr. On this case, it's Eidosh at Yochel. Another case, it won't be. Let's say a treifa. A treifa sheheyid, the Gemara says, on dafai chesem and aleph. If the witness on the din in the Fosh's case is an autumn treifa, so you can't accept his testimony. Why not? Why not? Because l'sneu b'zayimim e'zayimim. It's Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima. How is it Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima? If you'll be mazim him, you'll be able to give him the death penalty. But if you'll try to be mazim those who are mazim him, so then it'll come out l'sneu b'zayimim e'zayimim. But Adam Treif in a case of Dini Mominis can testify. Only a case of Dini Nefashis he can. So sometimes you accept his testimony, sometimes not. You can't really say it's a psula negavra. Karev apostle is a psul. The man is a Karev, the man is a Russia. The Gavra is an apostle. Maybe Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima, one could argue the point over here with Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis assume that you say Karev apostle if the third aid is an Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima. One can ding sich that Dvar Avram has an essay about this, the Kovner Rav has. One could have said Pshat in the Rambam that the reason why the Rambam doesn't learn the Gemara Mem Aleph and Beis like Rashi and Tosis, because you don't say Karav Apostle by Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima Bechlam. But the Beis Halevi explains in the Rambam differently based on Alosh and Agamara here. The Rambam seems to understand that calls man that the witnesses don't give this man a mokum information. It's Kila Lohe Idu Klal. It's Chosa Begufa Shaleidus. So it's like having three people that come to court. And two of them give the Haggadah Seder, and the third one says, I don't know anything about anything. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. So even though he's here, the third person does know what happened, but he says, I don't know, there's man in the makam. So the Bezdin can't accept it. It's considered kilo lo heidu klal. So the Rambam perhaps understood the answer to Tosis Kasha, beginning of Makam. Tosis says, what do you do with the four cases? That the Mishnah in the Braisa say, there were four halachas where there's no din of kasher zama. You don't give the punishment of kasher zama. How do you accept the testimony in the first place? Isn't it Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima? So it could be that the Rambam understood there are two dinim in Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima. One is Eidah Shiat Yochel HaKisha, if he doesn't give zman hamokem. That's no good. It's a different word. It's because chasa begufa shaleidus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin just said, Maishna bedikas and Maishna zman hamokem. How come by bedikas? You have a pasuk. In Chumash, you have a pasuk. Hini emes nochan adavar Nachum goes on bedikas. So the pasuk says that the Bezdin is supposed to interrogate the witnesses on all kinds of insignificant details and din in the fashas to see if they'll contradict each other. If they contradict each other, you throw out the witnesses. But if the Eidim say any adeya, you do accept them, the Mishnah. Any adeya and bedikas is okay. So Mishnah, how did the Tanaim know that if the Eidim say any adeya and zmanamokim, it's not acceptable? Maybe the whole din of asking zmanamokim is just if you find a hakosha. So the Gemara says, no, if you say any adeya and zmanamokim, it's Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah. So it could be the Gemara doesn't mean it's Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah. Could be Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah is only a din and din and nefoshes. It's a din vehitzilahu eido, like we developed the idea yesterday. Bezin is not going to accept the testimony and did in the fashas, unless they warn the Yadim in advance, look here, you better be telling the truth. If you're telling a lie, you're going to be killing a person. The Mishnah says they warn him that in advance. You're telling a lie, you're going to be killing an innocent man. And if we catch you, we're going to give you the death penalty. That's what they have to tell him. So that's part of the Yadim. So maybe that doesn't apply in Mominus. There's no din that you have to be Ma'ayim Aloedim. You have to tell the Yadim. We want you to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. You don't have to tell him to swear. That's the minig. Shulchanach, they quote the minig in Northern Africa was that they would be mashbia Eidim, that they would ask the Eidim to put their hand on a Bible, the Kitas Chafetz, and swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me, okay. Shlo B'Shem. So that's where the minig America came from, the minig Arif, that in Northern Africa there used to be mashbia. Tosfos says in Kiddushin, the beginning of the second period, that Eidim who require a Shvua in order to be Namonim don't have Namonis. An Eid doesn't need the Shvua. Shvua is a din and a din ter, the Nitva. Swears nishba b'niftar. In the rabbanon, once in a while, you have a nishba b'naito, elu nishba b'notwud. So, in Didi Mamanis case, you have to tell the Eidim. Make sure you tell the truth. You don't have to threaten them that if you tell a lie, we're going to punish you with the kasha zon. So it could be the Rambam understood that this whole din of Eidish iyat yochel hazima, if it's iyat yochel hanisham, you can't punish them. That you can't accept the testimony in the first place. Maybe that's only a din and din in the foshes. Maybe it doesn't apply. Where did the Gemara have that din? Where were the cases in the Gemara of Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah? So one was in Yat Yochel Hanisham. So one was in Sanhedrin Dafayin Ches. In the cross references on our Gemara, they refer you to that. On Dafayin Ches, it's Eidish Yat Yochel Azimah when the person who murdered someone else is a trefer, or the witnesses themselves are trefer because Lesneu B'Zemim Mezemim. Also, so that those are cases of din in the Foshes. They're talking about din in the Foshes. Then there's another Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph about there is a machlekes hatanoim where the chobet tzarech hasro. There's a din in order to administer din nefashas. You have to, the witnesses have to warn, or somebody has to warn the person. Doesn't necessarily have to be the witnesses. One tana says it has to be the two witnesses. We don't pass like them. Anybody can give hasro. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. You can't administer din nefashas on malchus unless there was hasro in advance. So the Shabbos, the Hasro is to explain to the person, do you realize that today is Shabbos and that this is a Malacha? What if the guy's a rabbi, he's giving a shir, today is Shabbos and he's giving a shir, he said Kiddush, and just gave a shir on Malacha, and he goes and he does that Malacha that he just explained. And he doesn't have hardening of the artery. He didn't forget what he just said 5 minutes ago. He knows that today is Shabbos. So it's obviously, it's bemezid. So that's a machlekes hatanoim, whether tamachachem, a chavir, tzorech hasro, or ain't tzorech hasro. So one Tana holds, we pass in even a Chavit Tzarech Hasro. Even a Talmud Chacham, and it's clear that he knows what he's doing. That's a Gzeres HaKosev. You require this formality. Either the Eidim or somebody has to warn the Balo Avera immediately prior to the Avera Terchi De Dibur, before he does the Avera, that you're not allowed to do this. And if you give the Hasro prior to Terchi De Dibur, what do you think? He really forgot? It's a formality. The Halacha requires. He can't give Einish Mises Bezdin unless you fulfill this formality, having Hasra immediately prior to the Maisa Havir. So the Gemara asks, and according to that Tana, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, who says that a Chavir ain't a Tzarech Hasra. A Chavir means a man who's a rabbi, or an Isha Chavira, a woman who knows the Dinim. A woman is giving a shir for the women on Shabbos. She says she today's Shabbos, and she's giving a shir Hilchos Shabbos. Then she goes and she turns on the lights. After explaining why not let her turn on the lights. So obviously she knows what she's doing, and she's violating the Havir. So one Tana holds Chover, Eina Tzarech Hasro. The Gemara assumes, Ish Vakosav Ish Ali Ish, the same Dinim, Chavera, Isha Chavera, Gamkein, Eina Tzricha Hasro. If the woman is a Chavera, she would need Hasro. So the Gemara effect Akasha, wait a minute. If a Chover and a Chavera don't need Hasro, so there is certain, and you can give the Einish Miso without a Hasro. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, but sometimes it'll turn out that it's an Eidah Shi'i at the Yochel Azima. How is that? Let's say the Eidim come to Bezna and say, that this Isha Chaver just gave a shir on Hilchas Shabbos, and she said good Shabbos to everybody, and she said Kiddush, and Isha Seretzei, and Bichas Hamazon, a whole Shabbaton, and she knows it's Shabbos. Everybody's dressed up Shabbos day, they're all on the shul. All week long, everybody works, and on Shabbos, everybody gets together. And she just gave a shir on turning on lights, and she turned on the lights. So when the Edom come to testify to give her Einish Misa, so obviously that's the only thing they have in mind. What do they have in mind? They shouldn't give him after Yoina. They shouldn't give a Shlishi, Shishi. She's Machal Shabbos. Obviously they have in mind. They want to give a Misa. What else do they have in mind? They want to pass her Leidus. And Isha is not kosher Leidus anyway. But the Gemara says, what if they want to give her, what if they want to give a Misa for being Mizana? She just gave a shir about Eishes Isha's insult. And she says, when she got married, she's talking about marriage. She's obvious she knows that she's married. She didn't forget. She doesn't have amnesia. She knows that she's married. She's talking about the din of Eishes Ish. She knows. And then she goes and she's mezana with someone else. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. In that case, it's not so clear and evident what the Edom have in mind. Maybe the Edom will not be punished with kasha zama, mitech shechalim laim, or Israel ba'ilabonu. When you say an Eishes Ish is in, so you accomplish two things. Bizman is there's no din in the fashas, so you only ask her al-bailah. Bizman should be some ig, the shayi kaim, and there was din in the fashas, so you can even give an einish misa. So if the witnesses testify, we gave the woman hasra, don't be mezana, because you got to be chayiv misa. So they can't tie her later on. We didn't have a mind to give a misa. So what do they tell us that we wanted that she's going to get misa? But if she's an isha chaver, and chaver, a chaver, and a thor hasra, and they never gave a hasra, So when they come to Bezdin, it's not so clear and obvious to the Bezdin that that's what they had in mind. Maybe they only had in mind the Yisrael Bailabon. So the Gemara asks, in that case, if they're going to say, Disha Chaver worshipped Avodah Zarah, so what else did they have in mind? They had in mind to give her the death penalty. What else do you want? That she should no longer be, maybe, if she's the president of the sisterhood. So they come and they testify, she worshipped Avodah Zarah. She shouldn't, the rabbi, they should, the board shouldn't allow her to be the president of the sisterhood. Okay. If that's the case, if there's anything else that is possible that they had in mind, so maybe there's no din of kasha zama. So the Gemara asks, no, what about an isha chavera who is insur? So how can you give the punishment? How can you give the death penalty? So the Gemara says that would be eda shiyata yochal azima. So there also the Gemara is talking about misa. The Gemara by the treifa, if they testify that a treifa was hargas hanefesh. So the Gemara says that is Eidus Shiyata Yochel Azima. You can't give the death penalty. And here by the Isha Chaveira, Shizinsa, and the witnesses testify that Zinsa, and they didn't say anything, they didn't say a word about Asra. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that in such a case, Andaf Mem Aleph Menal. Gemara says in such a case also, Eidus Shiyata Yochel, it's Yochel HaKhisham. They said Zman HaMokam is Yochel HaKhisham, you can catch him in a lie. But it's Eidus Shiyata Yochel HaNisham, you can't give the ownership of Kavshizam. So these two Gemaras, the Gemara by the Treifa and Daf Ayin Ches in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara by the Isha Chaver and Daf Mem Aleph are both talking about Din Nefashis. Maybe the answer to Tosfos Kasha, that's what the Mefarshim point out. Tosfos has the Kasha that in the first Daf and Makis, the Mishnah and the Braisa have four cases where you don't give Kasha Zamam. So Tosfos says, if you can't give Kasha Zamam, let it be Eidus Shiyata Yochel Azim. Maybe the answer is Anachanami. It is Eidus Shiyata Yochel Azim, but all four cases are not Din Nefashis. Maybe that's special Din. The Eidus Yatiyochel HaNisham is not accepted, is only in Din in the Fashas. Maybe in Kol HaTarakula, the only Din of Eidus Yatiyochel HaZimah that we do accept is Yatiyochel HaKhisham. If they didn't give the information on Zman HaMokam, why should it be different? Stam arbitrarily? No! Because Chasa Begufa Shaleidus, that's what the Beis HaLevi said. Chasa Begufa Shaleidus, the Lekal Eidus Klau. And that's why the Rambam says that there's no Din of Nimtzech Mem Karva Pasul. If one of the three witnesses says any day on the Zman HaMokam. It's as if the third witness says, I don't know anything about anything. I wasn't there. So far, these are the two kinds of, we know the two kinds of Eidus Yat Yochel HaZim in the Gemara. One is the Yachta Yochel HaKhisham. And our Gemara sounds like it says, like the Beis Hav, the Lekal Eidus Klal, considered as if they never gave the Haggadah Seif. And the other kind is the Yachta Yochel HaNisham. They gave the full Haggadah Seif, he can be Makhish them. But if we'll be mazim them, we won't be able to give them the punishment of kasha zama for some reason or another. So in din nefashos, for sure there is such a din. The shad is in din mamonis. Outside of din nefashos, is there also such a din or not?
They didn't know exactly what it was that they're going to be. For instance, let's say they stole, testify that Ruvain stole a coffee table. That was an antique coffee table worth $1 million. They thought it was worth a regular coffee table. worth $200. Is that Ada should help them if they didn't bid it? So like similar to the case of the you could say, well, it only meant the amount spent $200 and come up the same object?
That's the question. What does it mean? Mitarshi? That lashon Agamar and Sanhedrin says mitarshi. Chadam alayim alayim. So abay labanu. So therefore, there wouldn't be any punishment of kashizam. So the simple translation of the words in the Gemara, that from Malach and Aleph, sounds as if the Gemara means to say, based on the pasuk in Chumash, I see some like kashizam. Lasis lachim. You give the punishment to the Edom, whatever they were intending to mete out, whatever punishment they wanted to stick on him. Whatever they had in mind. So you have to read their minds. You have to get a psychologist to read their mind. So that's the simple reading. So the Gemara says, look, the Yadim testified in Nisha Havera, and they didn't mention a word about Hasra. So maybe they can break the way out later. They'll say, we only had in mind Lesa Abarava. So this is the question, is that what it means? In every case, you have to judge, you have to think out, what do they have in mind? They didn't realize that it was an antique. They thought it's only worth $10. So you'll only punish them if it'll turn out you'll accept their aiders. So that Mazik will have to pay $20,000 because he destroyed the antique. If it turns out that we'll be Mazim them, so we'll only make him pay $20 because they thought it was a plain table. And Kashizamu depends on what they thought. So that's one way to read the Gemara. So then the Bezen always needs a psychologist, a psychoanalyst, whatever, to try to figure out what did he think, what did the Edom think at the time that they gave him. One could, however, learn the Gemara differently. Shagasari has a Kasha in that Gemara that Rebbe Kivegar is in science, in the Turiyev. So to answer that kasher, Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole suggestion that we don't have to analyze, we don't have to psychoanalyze the Edom all the time to try to figure out what do they think is going to be the result of the Edom. It's a question of what's included in the Edom. So your question is a good question. It may depend on how you read the words of the Gemara. Whether the Gemara said, Mitoshi, Chalim Loimar, Laisra Abalabana means it's a taina that they can say, and we're not so convinced that it was Zama. Not so convinced that that's what they had in mind. Or it could be that that's not what it means in the Gemara. So let's try.
Why don't you just ask how much you think the coffee table is for? Because that's how much you're going to need for if it turns out to be a lie.
Why? I don't know if you have to. Could be that.
Don't we always scare the Edom and try to make sure that if our Lord is going to do this, otherwise it turns out to be a lie, you're going to get
caught. In the fashas. In the fashas, we wave a finger. Mamas, we just say, make sure you're telling the truth. Don't give any exaggerations. You don't have to shake any finger in Mamas. And the Farshan says, it's case of Ma'ayna Malo Eda. The Farshan, we have to warn them in advance. So let's see Yagimar, Nachamah. So what was it again yesterday? We had a Braisa, which records a Machlokes between Simchas and the Chachamim. And the Braisa quotes two dinim that the Chachamim say, Areisha with a Sefer. The Reisha is perfect, and then the Sefer is perfect, and it's impossible that any Tana in his right mind is going to disagree with either the Reisha or the Sefer. So Gemara says, what's the Machlokes? What do they quote from Simchas? It doesn't make any sense. Gemara says, obviously there's a third case that the Braisa forgot to mention. There's a third case where the Tanakhama said something, and Simchas disagrees. So we have to reconstruct what's the missing bubble, what's the missing case in the Braisa. So the first Gemara said, the Gemara wanted to say, Lemi Kitanoi. What's Lemi Kitanoi? We had a Machlekes Amaroim starting on Ayin Dalet on the base with Rav Huna, Omar Rav, and then ending up on Ayin Hamed Aleph with Rav Yechanan and Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Yechanan and Rav Hamnuna say one way, Rav Huna disagrees. Rav Yechanan and Rav Hamnuna say that the only time you say Moedei B'Knas Potter is if he made a Hoidah. Moedei B'Knas Potter. Hoidah means that he's admitting that he's Chayiv a lot, and at least you accept part of it. But if he makes a Hoidah, Moedei B'Knas Potter, all he says is, I'm Chayiv Knas. It comes out as not chayv anything. So that's not called moedei b'knas. Haidah by definition means we accept part of the haidah. If lo chayv atzman b'klum, if he walks away later on after the haidah, it's not chayv anything. By definition, it's not called the haidah. So that's what we accept that svar. Rav Huna didn't hold from that svar. He holds moedei b'knas as potter even if lo chayv atzman b'klum. So the Gemara says it's a machlokes prominent amaroyim. So what do the tanoim have to say? So Rav Ashi had a double deal, as a deal in the Mishnah, a deal in the Braisa, Masnisa and Braisa, Nami Dekam. As the Yukim, not explicit, like the Yukim Kalim, that it sounds from the Mishnah, from the Braisa, like Rav Hamnuna and the Rav Yechanan. Then the Gemara says, you can ding zach, the Mishnah is not mucha, the Braisa is not mucha, you can ding zach. Then the Gemara says, Levi Kitanoi. We have this missing bov in the Braisa, there's some kind of machlokes between the Tanakama and Sumchas, and we can't figure out what it is. The Gemara says, oh, it must be this is the case. that the Edom testified Shagona finished. Gona. He's Chayv, Karen, and Kefa. And then, but the Edom would testify, God don't know anything about Tovah HaMacha. Then the Ganav admits on his own, Tovachti, Umacharti, says Lechi, Vatzman, Beklum. The Gemara says, it seems that that's the Machlekes HaTanot. That's the Machlekes Tanakam in some. Omar Avach, Breda Ravika, he comes and he says, yeah, I don't believe it. I don't think anybody would agree with Rav Chiya. Nobody likes, what's his name? Rav Huna. Nobody likes Rav Huna Svara. Everybody goes along with Rav Hamnuna and Rav Yechanan. So Rav Ach Beide Ravika says he doesn't think that's a machloikis atanoi. He thinks the machloikis is a different case. So what's the different case? So he has a case. I don't know why he made it so complicated. He has the following simple case. A man broke someone else's windows. I crashed into your car. So if I admit, he has to make it complicated because of this reason. Yeah. I come to Bezna, I say, I crashed into your car, and here are two witnesses, they're going to testify. So Bezna says, tell the two witnesses, they can go home. If you admit that you crashed into the car, you don't have to treat them that they should give up. Okay, that's the fine. So he has to give a case of knas. Well, Moidabik knas is potter. So if the guy's going to be Moidabik knas, he'll be potter. So he comes to Bezna. And he says, what's an example of Moed Biknas? Let's say Shloshim Shalevet. I'm going to come to Bez and I'll say, Mashor Hamuad killed an Evet Knaini. So the Mishnah says in Ksubas, the end of Elon Iris, that it's Moed Biknas Pata. He's not going to be Chai. Will you say Moed Biknas Vachrach Boedim is still Pata? He comes and he says, Mashor Hamuad killed an Evet Knaini. So Bez the Mondati Mechai from Shloshim Shalevet based on his own word, based on his own admission, it's by the Biknas Potter. Will you say even if Edom will come later on is also no good? So that depends on this Machlekes Rav Huna and the others, and we pass on like Rav Hamnuna and like Rav Yechanan. It's Lachi Vatzman Beklum. He says, my Shoah Mod killed the Abbot 90. There's nothing to pay. Only Shoshim Shalevet and nothing. You don't pay anything. So in such a case, we say, Modi Biknas, is Potter, we don't accept his Haidos Baldin. But we're not going to say Achakav Ba'edim is still going to be potter because it's Lochi Vatzman Beklum. So then the guy says like this, I feel bad, I was watching Mashar Amuad killed an Evet Kanaini, and I know the din is Moed Biknas Potter, so I can't pay on my own, but I want to get a kapar. So I brought the Edim with me. These two Edim know that it's true. So in such a case, we should say Moed Biknas Achakav Ba'edim will be chayv. Because Lachi Vatzman Beklum. So then he says, these two Edom are watching and they're going to testify and I want to get this over, I want to pay the Shloshim Shalevet. So the Gemara says, that's the case where there's a Machlok Yisumchus and the Chachamim. Why? If you would be Mazim, those Edom, they would not have to pay Kasha Zaman. Why? They were trying to be Maksid, this man, Shloshim Shalevet, but he said they were telling the truth. So it's implicit Mechila. What's the din if you're mazim the Edim and it comes out the Edim were trying to make me pay $100,000 falsely, based on false accusation? They say I made a hezek, I borrowed $100,000, whatever, the whole thing is not true. We weren't even there. So the Torah says, if I say some like Hashizam, they have to pay me the $100,000. After the Bezin says they have to pay, so they come crying, they have no money. So I tell them, don't do it again, I don't need your miserable money, keep your money, I'm moichori. You can make moichori the money. Someone owes me $100,000. I don't know if I would do it, but if you want, you give me Michael the money. So here, the guy was Michael in advance. If he brings the aid, if he comes to Bezin and he says, I admit my Sharm Mord killed an Evet Knaini, and I know the din, I would like to pay on my own. I know the din is the Mishnah says in Subas, Moed Biknas Potter. But that's why I want you to know, these two Edom accept their testimony, make it my din, they know what they're talking about, I want to pay the Shloshim Shalevet. So, Gevaldik. So what can be bad about that? So the Gemara says, no, that's a Machlek the Satanai. One Tana holds that's Eidu Shiyat Yochala Hazima. Because if you'll be Mazim the Eidim, they said there's Mana Mokam. It's not a case of Yat Yochala Kisha, but it's a case of Yat Yochala Hanisham. If and when it'll come the day kach, that will be Mazim, these Eidim, will they have to pay Kasha Zomam to the man? No, the man brought them to the Ganef, the Mazik, whatever, the one who's Behemah, killed the Evet Knaini. He was the one who brought the Edom, and he said the Edom are telling the truth. So implicit in his statement is that in case he'll be mazim them, they shouldn't have to pay kasha zama because they're telling the truth.
Why is that?
Okay. The shaila is when you moichal a knas, when you moichal a chiyuv in advance, does it mean you can't have a mechiva on a davar shel bal yad? So let's say the Mishnah has laid him in Bava Kama. I say, krak susi amanos lifta. I give you permission to rip up all of my clothing. So if you'll rip it up, you'll be potter. Mishnah says, krak susi amanos lifta. If I change my mind before you rip it up, so then you'll be chai. Osi diba mvatu diba. I can change my mind because the mechila wasn't chal. It's a dovish la bali yoga. If you ripped up the begodim already, and then I'm moichel, if I'm moichel after you ripped it up, then mechila is chal. If I'm moichel in advance and then you rip it up and then I change my mind, also the mechila was chal already. So the shaila is, the din is you can't have mechila on a davar shel bali yolam. So let's say krak susi amanos lifta. So you rip all of God. So do you say the Torah imposes the chiyuv to pay, but then his mechila is chal? Now just became a davar shel bali yolam. The chiyuv now exists, and now because he said an hour ago he's moichel. So the mechila wasn't chal kol zman that it was lo bali oilam, it can't be moichel a davar shel bali oilam. But after it's bali oilam, then it's as if he's still being moichel. Now it's moichel. The pshat is the chiyuv was chal and it was cancelled, or do you say no? It prevents the chiyuv from being chal in the first place. And some rishonim say like that, that the Torah only imposes a chiyuv mamon ben adam lachaveiro when the other party is interested in gaining that money, is interested in collecting it. If the other party says in advance, I'm not interested, krak susi amanos liftor. So not that I say the chiyuv odam amazik is chal, and then the mechila is chal, because now it's mechila on a davar shebali yodam. The fact that there was a mechila kol hazman up until the maaseh hezek prevents the Torah from, the chiyuv of the Torah from setting in. It doesn't get off the ground. The whole chiyuv is not chal in the first place. So that's apparently what the one Tana thinks. One Tana thinks over here, that this is called Eidish Iyat Yochel Ahazimam, because there won't be any chiyuv to pay Kashazamam at all. Shad is, what does the other Tana say? Ubahokam Efligi, let's see. Ubahokam, Abadan Sam Havel Eidish Iyat Yochel Ahazimam, Chedishat Yochel Ahazimam, Havi Eidis. They hold apparently that the chiyuv to pay Kashazamam is not chal at all. There was an implicit mechila in advance. So kozman that we're not mazim the eidim, so the mechila is not chal. It's a dovish lo bali yodim. But after we're mazim the eidim, then we say the mechila is chal. So the mechila is chal means that it prevents the chiyuv from being chal. It's eidish yatiyoch ala hanisham. The sumcha sovar, no. Eidish yatiyoch ala zima, have ya eidis. Frank Dingmar, how can it be? Mar says, no, he agrees that there's a din of eidish yatiyoch ala zima, but it doesn't apply over here. So it could be that that's what Sumchas disagrees. That's the shaila. What exactly, what point does Sumchas disagree? So one, the simple reading of the Gemara says the only time Sumchas halts from the din of Eidish Atiochel Azimu is the Lekala Eidish Klau. If it's Chasav Begufa Shaleidus, like the Rambam distinguished. That the only time there's a din of Eidish Atiochel Ha'anisham is in dealing the Fashis. But any other case other than dealing the Fashis, you don't have that second din at all. The Chachamim hold not so. Rabbanan Sarvi, Eidish Yat Yochel Lahazimam, over here it's Yochel Lahakrisham, just not Yochel Lahanisham, because of the Mechiva. So the Chachamim hold, the Feir is not like the Rambam. The Chachamim hold that even the Din of Yat Yochel Lahanisham also applies in Dinim Amunis. This case, Dinim Amunis, also applies in Dinim Amunis. The Shaila is, what Nekuda does Simchas disagree with? They could say that Simchas holds like that Svar of the Rambam. Simchas holds that Din of Yat Yochel Lahanisham only applies in the Farshas, and in Kol HaTerakulo you only have this din if it's Chasa Begufa Shaleidus. That's the simple reading, the Lekal Eidus Klal. Or one could say, like you suggested, that maybe Simchas holds whenever you have a Mechila in advance, it's not such a fantastic Chiddush that prevents the Chiyuv Mamon from setting in the first place. No. If you have the Mechila in advance, and the Mechila is not Chal on a Dovah Shlav Bol Yodah, because the Chiyuv Mamon doesn't come, is not around yet. And the fellow can back out, I'll say Dibim Vatal Dibim, the Mechila wasn't Chal yet. But once we're Mazim the Yedim, and the Chiyuv Kashizamam sets in, so it does set in, and then the Mechila is Chal. So it is Eidushat Yochel Azim. It is Eidushat Yochel Azim. It will become a Chiyuv to pay Kashizamam. But if you have a Mechila, so it'll cancel that thing. But Bishaito, for a second, there will be a Chiyuv that'll be Chal. Perhaps that's what Simchas disagrees. That's the shaila. The Rambam who seems to the Rambam said, we read Rambam yesterday in Hilchos Ritzeh. The Rambam says that Eid Sheyateach Lazima is not acceptable b'dinei nefashos. So the Shach quotes the Tupshotim in the Choshen Mishpat. So some Achronim wanted to interpret the Rambam that statement means after the Takana Stacham, may the Takana that you don't need Drish v'Hakiren didimamines. Echad didimamines v'echad din nefashos b'drish v'Hakiren is din Torah. Umatam Omer, why did they change it with the Rabbanon that didimamines? You don't require Jewish Vachakira, Kadesh Valtena Davos Pifnei Lom. So once they made a Takana, you don't need Jewish Vachakira, so Mamela, you don't even need Atiyaka Lachisha. You don't need anything. So that's what some Achrayim say. The Rambam is alluding to that Dinder Rabbah. That's a Doichek, what the Rambam is. The Rambam sounds like he's formulating a Dinder Rais. It doesn't sound like he means a Dinder Rabbah after the Takana. So that's what the Beis HaLevi says. No, the Rambam holds it two separate Dinim. The Din of Yatiyaka Lachisham, that's because Chasa Begufa Shaladis. That applies in every case where you need Kabbalah Seidus B'Bezin. The Bezin has no right to be Kabbalah Seidus unless you have Dirish V'Hakir. But as far as the Din of Yatiyach Alaha Nisham, that the Rambam holds in answering Tesis Kasha, the first Tesis in Makkah, the Rambam thinks that that's only a Din of the Fashas. Shadi, what do you do with Agamar? Agamar is not so. So the Rambam perhaps paskens like Simchas. He learns this is the Machloek in Simchas and Tarakana. And he paskens like Simchas, which would be unusual. But he doesn't quote this case. I don't think the Rambam quotes this case at all. Let's take a look. Does he? Perek Chaf in Hilchos Seidus. Halacha Zayin. I don't think so. No, he talks about Treifa. Eidish Atiyach Lazim, he quotes it by Treifa. Perek Chaf. Halacha Zayin is treifa. Perik Beis and Ritzach, Halacha Taz is also treifa. Also treifa. He doesn't quote anything on this case. What the Rav Achbeder Ravika suggests is the Machloek in Simchas and Rabbanon that Eidish Yatiyach Lazim, and the Rambam doesn't take a stand at all, doesn't quote the case at all. So it could be that the Rambam holds Halacha, like whatever the Gemara put into Simchas' mouth, could be that the Rambam is paskin like that. The Gemara throws in a different svara though. So it makes it better. What do you have to say? So you who become Messiah? If that's the reason, if that's the reason why. A little strange, lotion like mine. Okay, fine. What does it say in the Mishnah again? Now the top of Ayin Vav Amalav. So the Mishnah said a contrast. The earlier Mishnah said, Gona v'hikdish Nahamal. Gona v'tavachamacha v'achakach hikdish. So you already did the Tvich Mechir before you did the Hekdish, and then he's Chayiv. But Gona v'hikdish v'achakach tavachamacha, then you're not Chayiv. Why? Because the Behema no longer belongs to the Nignav, and the only time the Ganav pays Dalet v'hei for doing Tvich Mechir is if it's Shana v'chet or if the ganav is furthering the gneiva by doing the tvich mechira. But if the behemah no longer belongs to the nignav, it already belongs to hekdesh, it's not the nignav, so then the Mishnah says it does belong to the nignav, so it's not chiyuv dalet v'hei. So that's our Mishnah. Ganav hekdesh v'achakach tavach hamachar is potter. So the Gemara is bothered with that kasha. The din is that tavach u'machar is chayiv dalet v'hei lav davke machar, if nasa l'matane is also chayiv dalet v'hei. The Gemara is bothered with a kasha. Bishleima tvicha leimachay tachikat tavach dehegedish katavach. At the time that he does the tvicha, it no longer belongs to the nigna. The ganav zonachayv dalad vehei. If he does tavach hamacha, while it still belongs to the nigna, so shana bechet. He's furthering his act of geneva. He originally did a geneva, he stole it from the nigna. Now he makes it tavach hamacha, makes it further, removes it further away from the rishus of the nigna. So bishleima on the tvicha mechira that he does after the hakdash, a tvicha mechira la mechayvich katovach the hegdish katovach and no v'lav demarei katovach no longer belongs to the nignav, so he's not continuing to do an act of gneiva. But the gemara fact akasha the hakdash itself should be like giving b'matana. If you give b'matana, it's also chayiv dalad hay. You don't need dafka literally mochar. Matana is also chayiv. How did the gemara know that matana is chayiv? Daladay. It says Nachumish Macha. Interesting. The Gemara in the end of Kurah says a machloekes hatana, whether matana can mecher. Whenever the Chumash has a din regarding mecher, does it apply to matana? Chumash has a din, if I have a Zdei Achuzah in Eretz Yisrael. Zdei Achuzah means I got it from my father, grandfather, great grandfather, all the way back to Yeshua. A Yerusha, Zdei Achuzah. So if I sell it to somebody else in the middle of the Yovel cycle, every 50th year is Yovel. If I sell a field to someone else, then it, when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, I get the field back. So the chazis labale and the yovel. What if I didn't sell a field to someone else? What if I give it to matana? Do I get back the field when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel or not? So that's a machlokes in the Mishnah in Chorus between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Whether matana ke mecher, matana is lab ke mecher. So the Yerushalmi in Maseches Maaseh Sheni, beginning of Maaseh Sheni, writes that this machlekes matan kemecha is not only a machlekes over here by Saras Chazes Lebalein B'Yovel, if he gave it away, if he gave the Steachuzah away from matan. It's a machlekes in Kol Tarkul. If you have any other case where there's a din of Mechira, so it'll be the same machlekes Amel Rabbos. What's another case? So Shami says there is a machlekes Satana and whether he can sell Maisa Sheni or not. Ramei holds Maisa Sheni Mam Gavoya, so it doesn't lend itself to be sold. The Chacham Maaseh Sheni Rab Meir, Rabbi Yud is Rab Meir. Rabbi Yud holds the Maaseh Sheni is Mom and Bayim, and he can't sell it. So the Gemara says that usually Rab Meir Rabbi Yud Alachik Rabbi Yud. Usually Rab Meir loses whenever he argues with another Rab Meir Rab Shimon Alachik Rab Shimon. Whenever he argues with another Tana, a contemporary of his, so the Gemara says we don't pass like Rab Meir. But on this issue, the Gemara says in the second parak in Kedushin, we do pass like Rab Meir. We pass the Maaseh Sheni Mom and Gavoya, because that's what you see from Stomi Mishnayis. Halachik is Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah is right like Rav Meir Shita. The Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, Rav Meir's din, that Maaseh Sheni doesn't lend itself to Mechira. So what if I only give the Maaseh Sheni the Matana? He's saying Matana ke Mecher or not. So the Yerushalmi says that would depend on the Machlokes Amei and the Rabbanan. Because the original drosha from the pasuk that we established, that he cannot sell Maaseh Sheni, is a din of selling Maaseh Sheni. It's not a din that Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, it's not mine. And ain't on Mecha Dabba Sheni Shalai, Memela, ain't on Magdish Dabba Sheni Shalai, ain't on Noisim Matana Dabba Sheni Shalai. No, apparently that's not what it means. It's a din that if you sell Maaseh Sheni, it's a bizoyan to the Gdushas Maaseh Sheni. So that's why we don't allow you to sell it, and even with the evidence, not Chal. Machlek Sameir and the Chachamim, whether Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, Mama Bailim, Machlek is what's the nature of the Gdushas Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni is called Kodesh. He writes Kodesh Lashem, Pasuk in the end of Bechut Kosar. Maaseh Sheni is referred to, Maaseh Rishon is not Kodesh. Maaseh Sheni is referred to as Kodesh. That's a Shaila, how much Kodesh is it? How much Kodesh is it? So the Tana who holds, Ramei who holds Maaseh Sheni, Mamon Gavoya, apparently you see from Yerushalmi, it doesn't mean Mamon Gavoya doesn't belong to me. No, it does belong to me. It's not that it's Mama Gavoy is a Mimelis, ain't on the Magdish Dovish, ain't on Shalom, ain't on Noisim and Matonim, ain't on a Mechir. No. It just means that you can't sell it. Selling constitutes a Bizoin Akdusha. So what about if you give it to Matona? Maybe a Matona is not Kemecher. So Yishami says that depends on this Machlek is Satanoim, whether Matona Kemecher or Matona Lal Kemecher. So maybe our Gemara is assuming such a Dovah Pashut that if a person gives the Shur, that God if gives the Shur a Seb and Matona to someone else, he gives it as a gift. He'll also be chayv daladay. Why? The pasuk only says tocha mechor. If he sells it, how do you know that if he gives it to matan? Maybe it's also based on the assumption that matan is kemecha.
It's just like mechira.
Yeah, but what if he burns it? What if he steals shorvas and he burns it alive and it turns into ashes? So it's not chayv. Only tocha mechor. If he does, he can do other forms of hamokin in mechira. But anything else. Let's say the Ganav has a farm in Australia. He can move the behemoth to Australia. He can move it to the South Pole. No one will ever find the behemoth. He's not Chayv Dalva Vey. He's only Chayv Dalva Hei Tovah Humachar. So how do they know that even Matana is also Kemecha? Maybe they're assuming. Maybe it depends on this Machlekes HaTana, whether Matana Kemecha or not. But that's clearly the assumption. Well, later is going to have an explicit price. It says that if the Ganav gives the Shor V'Seh B'Matana, and it's chayv davadei. So this Gemara, frekta kasha, let the act of hakdosha itself be chayv. True, bishleima, the tvicha that's done after the hakdosha is lav demorei katavach and no longer belongs to the nignav. So you can't say that the ganim is going to be chayv dal lehei for doing a tavach hamachar, and an animal that's no longer the ownership of the nigna. But on the hakdasha itself, the Gemara asks, ela hegdish lechay mali mechor lehed mali mechor lashamayim. If you give it the matana to a head yot, you are chayim. So whenever you magdish lagavoya, so I should say that itself is the matana. Matana kemecher should be chayim. So the Gemara finally comes to the answer, after 15 lines of Pilpul, the Gemara finally comes to the answer, no. Udikash lach mali mechor lehed, mali mechor lashamayim, mechor lehed yod, that's a shinit, that's called a mochar. That's a matona, a mecha. Why? Because meikar turu de Reuven, vash turu de Shimon. Originally the shor belongs to Reuven, now the shor belongs to Shimon. Aber mechor lashamayim, if you magdush a carbon, the case that we're talking about, meikar turu de Reuven, Vahashto Tura de Ruvain. It's not considered. It's not if you give a matana kemecha to a hedyot. But if you donate something to Hegdish, if you magdish a carbon, I say Meikar Tura de Ruvain, Vahashto Tura de Ruvain. Before if his magdish it belonged to him, and after his magdish it, it's still his. So this is a question exactly what does that mean? Rav Chaim has his way of approaching it based on his Rambam, that there's a fundamental Tosis here points out. The third Tosis on Ayin Vav and Aleph points out that the Gemara later says Beferish. Where's the Gemara later? Daf Ayin Tes, the Bach tells you. So the Gemara later says Beferish that if you magdish something, Lebede Kabayis, you are chayiv, Dalud Behe. If the Ganav is magdish, it's Lebede Kabayis, you is chayiv. Our Gemara only goes on Kochem is Behe. That's what Tosis says. So why should we distinguish between Kach Mizbech and Kach Berek Abayis? Rab Chaim has his fantastic idea based on Rambams. His Rambams are explicit like that. That Kach Berek Abayis is Mom and Hegdish. Kach Mizbech is basically Mom and Bayim and Choladeis. If I bring a Chatas and Oshem and Oil Oshmam and whatever Korban Pesach, it's my Korban. I'm the Balak Korban of Dini Mamanus, I'm the Balak Korban for Kapara purposes. But the Gemara says it's Korbanus HaMom and Gavoya. No, it doesn't mean it's Mom and Gavoya that it does. Any Shali or any Bishusi Shali, it's Bishusi, everything it's mine. It's Halacha that he can't sell it. If he sell it, it'll be considered a Bizayin HaGdusha. But it does mean to be taken literally. Mom and Gavoya means Eni Shaloi. That's what Rab Chaim suggests. And he has a lot of rights that the Rambam holds like that. But not all the Rishonim seem to agree. Other Rishonim seem to hold that even in Kodshem Mizbeach, it's also Mamon Hegdish. It's not that it's Mamon Bailin, but it just has a Kedush as Hegdish. It's also Mamish Mamon Hegdish. So what does the Gemara answer? Mekor Turu Deruvin, Vashta Turu Deruvin. It's Mamon Hegdish, it's not Mamon Bailin. So that's what the Ramban explains. It's still, for kapara purposes, I get the kapara. Let's say that I was makdish, achatos, and osham. So when the kohanim are makrif in the base of mikdish, I get my kapara. I'm not mukhif to bring another chatos, another osham. I'm yetzi with it. If I'm makdish and oilo, shlomim, I wasn't mukhif. But still, l'shem shish advarm hazevach nizba. When they shech the korban oilo, shlomim, and base of mikdish, they have me in mind. I'm the bala korban. What do you mean I'm the bala korban for an oilo? Oilo is mechaperis. Al chadiyase. If a person violated a mitzvah sese, so the oil is mechapranim. So when they're makrav and oil for me, makrav eshlama for me, it's farechent, it's considered a mitzvah for me. I'm the bala korban. So even though take it's mom and hegdish, literally, that's how others disagree with Rav Chaim's Rambam. The Rambams are pretty explicit. But the Ravid, Rav Chaim himself quotes it. There's a Ravid on Torah's Kahanim and a Taisusin. The others seem to hold not like his Rambam. They hold that by the korbanos, it's not mamon bailim at all. It's not mamon bailim at all. It's not just a bizoyin akdusha. It's literally not mamon bailim. But nonetheless, the din is, let's say, the ganef is chayv dalet vehei for mechira. What if he does a mechira chutz mishloshim yom? So the Gemara says he's not chayv because you have to have, where was that Gemara? You have to have a tvachu kula bi yisur bina. So you have to have a mechara kula bi yisur bina. Let's say he sells 50% of the animal and he retains 50% of the animal for himself. So then the ganav is not going to be chayv dal vehei. He has to sell the whole animal. But the same thing over here. Let's say if he shechts it, you have to have a tvachu kula b'yisura. If he's a part owner on it, so he's not chayv. So you have to sell it. You have to, the mechira has to be behechlet, no strings attached. If he retains partial bailus on the animal, he's not going to be chayv dalad behech. So over here, that's how the Ramban says in Lachamis. When you magdish karbanas to the Beis Hamikdash, too, it becomes mamon hegdish. Not like a prime hell. It's mamon bailim, but there has kedushas hegdish and it's a bizarre kedusha to sell it. Blah blah blah. No, it becomes mamon hegdish. Mamon hegdish, they hold. But still, it's not. You need it. Umchara kula beisurip. Umchara kula beinon. Since he retains a mikzah shame badman again to kapara purposes, he's not the bala korban in mamonis. He's the bala korban in kapara purposes. So that's not called umchara kula. You have to have a umchara kula beinon. It's like chutz mi davar echad. He's selling the shor chutz mi chelik. He's retaining a certain percentage of bailus for himself. So since he retains a little bit, mekor tur deruv hash tur deruv, and it's still called korbanos al deruvin. When they shechted, we're supposed to have in mind min atur. We're supposed to have in mind the shame habailim. The Mishnah says they made a takana de rabban. You shouldn't think the shame bailim because you may make a mistake and think the wrong bailim. But you say stoma. Some of the shmoko is considered as if it is korev lishmi. I am the bala korban. Hash the tur duvin. He is the bala korban, but he gets the kapara purposes. So even if they don't have him in mind at the time of shchita zevach, minatari is supposed to have in mind the shame shisha dvar mazevach nizvach. The rabbanon, the mishnah says made a takana, shouldn't have anybody in mind because he says some of the shmoko. So it's good anyway. We shouldn't have anybody in mind because he may make a mistake and say the wrong person. So then you'll be mekalkos and made a takana rabbanon. Don't say anybody. So those are the two pshatim in the maskana. Mekor turu duruv hash turu deruvin. Abchaim takes it very seriously that all the karbanos are literally mama bailim. We treat them as if they're mama gavoya. That it's a bizayin akdusha to sell it and to give it mematon, etc., etc. And others learn no. All it means, like the Ramban, others learn v'hash tu turuduvin. He retains a mixas bailus since he's the balakor v'negir te kapor. So that's the final answer that the Gemara said on this kasha. The kasha was, from the Mishnah it's obvious and clear that the ganef who stole the shorbase and his magdashit and the hegdash is chal, you don't say that the act of hakdash itself should be an act of mechira. If he would have given a matana to a hedyot, the ganef would have been chayv dalad day. So Mali giving a matana to a hedyot, Mali giving a matana to Gavoya, why shouldn't I say when he's magdash? That's also a form of mechir. So Tanat, the Gemara says, Mikor Tur Duruv and Hash Tur Duruv. That's the final answer. Till the Gemara got to the final answer, they made other suggestions. So first, the Gemara suggested maybe the answer to the Mishnah is this difficult line in the Mishnah. Maybe Hamani Rab Shimon Yidyam Akachem Shechai Bach Yusam Mishusei Demori Kaimai. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. So the Gemara said, that's utterly ridiculous. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. Why should you have a Stam Mishnah like Reb Shimon? Especially, his opinion is quoted in the last two lines of the Mishnah. How can you say that the third line, before the last two lines, also goes like Reb Shimon? So let it put Reb Shimon's name on the third line. No, Shimon is only quoted in the last two lines. He's not quoted before that. That's the Gemara's
comment. Take away from the
So he says that since it's a davar gram lamamen, he retains the shame by them, like the final answer of the Gemara. So what was the answer? Let's say according to the Ramban, what was the answer? It's not called mechara kulo, even though he gave it over to Hegdish, but since he retains a bailus for kapara purposes, he retains a partial bailus, at least when he gets to kapara, so that's not called mechara kulo. So that's why he's not chayim.
So therefore, we can give him a shame
bailim. So he's considered as if he's the bailim. The bailim is always the one who loses. If my house burns down, so if I have insurance, they pay. If I don't have insurance, who suffers? I suffer. My house burned down. So whoever suffers the loss, if the thing will disappear, is the one who's considered the bailim. That's Reb Shimon Shita.
You don't give it to Hegdish. He sells it to another person.
Yes.
He's going to have to get another share and give it back to the Malachos. It's going to Lamaman again to Reb Shimon. He sells the share that he stole to the lady.
To the Lakesh.
He stole from Reuben.
Yeah.
He sells it to Levi. If it gets lost by Levi, he has to take it. This way he'll get the share back from Levi, he'll give it back to the Baal HaBos.
I don't know if he's going to get it back from Levi, if it was Yishuv, Shin of Yishuv is not going to get it back.
If you have Yishuv, you don't need it.
We paskin, you don't need a Hanamaisa. Yes, even if he sells it before Yishuv, he's also Chai. So you're asking in such a case.
So go to the Bagar in a moment then. That's maybe taking the Torah to pay now that it is such a man.
Basically, according to Reb Shimon, that Dovah Gom Lamamin Kimamin Domi. So why is the Ganav ever chayv if he sells the behemoth to a lokeach? Koidem Yiyush. Let it be a Dovah Hagorim Lamamin Kimamin Domi. The Gemara backs out from the whole thing. La'alocha, it's not correct. La'alocha, this Havamina was wrong. The Gemara backed out for a technical reason. The Gemara says he's wrong. It's wrong for a technical reason, but it's wrong for a different reason also. The Gemara says in Psachim, in the first paragraph, the only time Reb Shimon says davar gam l'mamon, Reb Shimon never said davar hagorem theoretically l'mamon. He says davar shekvar goram l'mamon. If somebody, let's say I was magdish, I have a behemah, I'm magdish the behemah, I said hari alai. Or chay v'chatas and an osham, a magdish a behemah, and then a ganav comes and steals it. It's a davar shekvar goram l'mamon. The ganav stole it, then he threw it in and he chased the behemah into the ocean. That's a davar shekvar goram l'mamon. Then Reb Shimon said davar shegoram l'mamon dina k'mamon. But if theoretically davar shegoram theoretically could be goram l'mamon, then not. Over here, the Gemara wanted to say theoretically. We're talking according to Reb Shimon. So if the ganav goes and he's magdish the behemah, and he wants to use it for a carbon for himself, and if the carbon would get lost, then the ganav would have to replace it with a different behemah. So since theoretically he would suffer the loss, so we declare him the bailin on the behemah. So we say even though he sold it, he's considered still he has a shame bailim on it. So the Gemara Pesachim says that that's not true. It only applies davar shekvar goram l'mamon. If someone stole it. If someone stole it, then you say davar garam l'mamon k'mamon. It already was garam l'mamon. But theoretically, if it would get lost, I would have to bring another carbon. But it didn't get lost. The behemah is still here. So then the Reb Shimon Shita does not apply. That's the Gemara in the first parak Masechim on Daf Hey. The Gemara says, let's say a person says, Hare alai lahavi amatona to hegdish. He promises to give hegdish a box of cookies. What's Hegdish going to do with the cookies? I don't know. They're going to, when they have people waiting online, and based on these, they'll serve cookies. Whatever, I don't know. So he promises to give a box of Chametz Dikka cookies to Hegdish. Then he's mafresh the Chametz Dikka. Then he sets aside, says, Harei Zele Nidri. Says, Harei Alai. Then he says, Harei Zele Nidri. And he's going to give it to, and he gives it to the Gizba Shal Hegdish. So if it's going to get lost, what's the case in the Gemara? He didn't give it to the Gizba yet. He has it, he's going to give it to the Gizba. So if it's going to get lost before he gives it to the Gizba, it's going to be Garam Lamam. He's going to have to give another box, because he said, Hare Alai, to give a box of cookies to Hegdish. So the Shaila is, would he be in violation of Bal Yerah by Matze? So the Gemara says that the din is, if you have Chometz that belongs to a Goy, but you Mekab Lalabach Rayas, then you violate Bal Yerah by Matze. The Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. Even though the Chometz doesn't belong to me, but I was Mekab Lach Rayas on it, so you violate Bal Yerah by Matzah. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, that sounds like Reb Shimon Shita. I mean, all of a sudden over here, we pass like Reb Shimon, the davar gam l'mamon k'mamon domi, because Yechai Bach Reis. Gemara says, no, it has nothing to do with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Shita, davar gam l'mamon k'mamon domi, only applies if it's kvar garam l'mamon. Here the cookies are still here, the whole Pesach, they're still here. Reb Shimon would never say it's k'mamon domi, he's not the Bab. Reb Shimon only says over here, if I said Hare Alai Oilo and I'm Mafrish and Oilo, then the Ganav steals the Oilo, it was Goram Lamamon. The Ganav stole it and goodbye. And my behemah is not here. So now I have to replace the behemah with another behemah because I said Hare Alai, or because it was a Chatas and a Roshim, and the Torah said I'm a Chuyiv to do it. So Dova Shekva Goram Lamamon, then Rab Shimon says, oh, Lachra Amai said, it already cost you money. So then we declare that you were a Bai Lamamon. But Dovisha, theoretically, it could theoretically be Garam Lamamon, it would be Garam Lamamon. The Gemara says Reb Shimon would not say Dovah Garam Lamamon Kamamon.
You steal Hegdish Mendez's Bible, according to Reb Shimon.
Yeah. It was just garm now. You stole it. So now that one, he has to bring another carbon. If it's a hari alai. So the bala carbon has to bring another carbon.
So that's why it's considered base of ish and not stolen from hekish?
Yeah.
That's the svar of Shimon.
Yeah. Dov shekva garm lamamin ke mamin dam. He's called the bala because he lost money over this. The one who loses when my house burns down, who loses? Me, because the house is mine. So if the animal is stolen, who just lost all the money? The one who has to bring another carbon, he's the one who is suffering the loss now. So we declare that he's the bala. But just because theoretically, if it would be stolen, the hava mina of the Gemara is not true. Not just that, not true on technical reason, because it doesn't fit into the words in Mishnah. The din is not true, and halacha is not true. Because Rab Shimon Shit, the davar garam lamamim, kamam and dami, only applies when it's already garam lamamim. If it didn't yet garam lamamim, that's the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim. If what? Stama good kasha. Okay. Has nothing to do with what I said. Stama good kasha. Okay. So the stama of the answer is that in order to be chayv to pay, you have to have shaloya b'shusay. That's the din of Rabbi Yechanan. Yeah. In order to be chayv to pay to the nignav, you have to have that the gan of begunim beis ish has to be shaloi b'shus of the nignav. The stama that's called it's shaloi b'shus. It's shaloi b'shus. But the ganef it'll be garm lamamim, but it's not shaloi. Stama is not shaloi. Here by the carbon he's called the bala carbon. He is called the bala carbon. So we say that since it's a davshe kvagram lamamim, we declare him as the full bala carbon. This is Stamakasha. You're asking Stamakasha. He is the Bala Karban for Kapara purposes. So maybe since he's the Bala Karban, so then Rab Shimon and Zan, not only is the Bala Karban for Kapara, we say since he just lost money over this, so he's even called the Bailim and Didi Mominus as well, because he lost. He lost money. But it has to start off that he's the Bailim Benegiah to something, so then we give him a bigger Shem Bailim. But the Ganav doesn't have a Shem Bailim over anything over here. Let's say the Ganav has a Kinya Geneva. Let's say the same. The Ganav has a Kinya Geneva, then the Ganav and a Ganav was just mops at him. I don't know. You should look. Maybe Rab Shimon disagrees on Ganav and a Ganav. I don't know. But that's the Gemara Pesachim. That's the Beferish Gemara Pesachim in the beginning, on Daf Hei. The Reb Shimon's din does not apply. So this Hava Min in the Gemara is not only the Gemara rejects it because it doesn't fit into the words of the Mishnah on technical grounds, but the truth of the matter is that it's not true in Halacha. Reb Shimon would not say like that. So the Gemara backs out. El Hachma Askin Mekachim Kalim. Gemara gives a different answer. Ali Reb Yisai Gvil Kachim Kalim Mamam Bai Lemu B'Shusei Kaimi. The Gemara has a big Machloikas Hatanoim in Kiddush in the end of the second parak. The man is Mekadosh and Isha, so he has to give her Kesef. What if he gives Shavu Kesef? It's also good. That's what we all do. We give a ring. We're Mehada Dafka to give a ring. We don't give Kesef. The meaning is you don't give Kesef, you give Dafka. By Ashkenazim, the meaning is you don't give Kesef, you give Dafka Shavu Kesef. The Pesachei Tshuva and Ebenezer quotes him from the Bar Chaim Kiddush. That the meaning is, for some reason or another, that we insist on giving Shavu Kesef. So what if you give a piece of a steak? What if you give a lollipop? So the Mishnah is there. Give food is also good. What if he gives Hamakadosh Bechelko? He has a chelik of karbonis, and he gives the girl a piece of flesh from the karbonis. So is that good for kiddushin or not? So the Gemara has a big machlekes hatanoim. So half of the tanoim are of the opinion, why not karbonis are mamon bailim? Why should it not be mamon bailim? And those tanoim who say karbonis are not mamon bailim, they have exeris hakosav. The pashta says the karbonis should be without any exeris hakosav. The svara hachitzona means what would you have said if you wouldn't have any psukim? So the svara hachitzona is that karbonas are mamon bailim. When you give a korban to the koyin, it's mamon bailim. When the bailim have a shlomim and eats the psara shlomim, is mamon bailim. Whoever has the right to eat it, it's his. He owns it in dili mamonis. So one half of the tanaim are of the opinion karbonas are mamon bailim. Period. The other Tanoim, the popular sheet is that Karbonas are not Malam Balam based on Gzeres HaKosov. But then the question is, that's a Chiddush to say like that. That's against the Svar Chitzayna. So some Tanoim say, Ein Lo Baila Chidushoi. So they say, the Pasuk only says on Kochi Kochim. It never said on Kochim Kalim. So it could be that Kochim Kalim, there's no Gzeres HaKosov. So Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that Kochim Kalim is going to remain Malam Balam. The Svar Chitzayna should have been that all karbonis, whoever has a piece of carbon, a bilam or a carbon, everything should be mom and bilam. And the exeris of kosov that comes, la puke from this svara, only says on kochim kochim. Kochim kalim is not possible. Then the Gemara has earlier on Daf Yabez different versions, different variations, three different variations within Rabbi Yosef Glili. Maybe he only says it on maisim, maybe he only says it on pchor, maybe he only says it on shlomim. Each one has a psachumer and a kula. Maybe there are differences. And then the Gemara says, maybe the Gemara says a distinction between karbonis bizman amigdush and karbonis bizman azeh. A carbon bizman amigdush, which is aimed la hakroveh. So maybe Rabbi Yosef Glili would agree that that's momen gavoya, it's not momen bayim. A carbon bizman azeh, which is not aimed la hakroveh, so that makes more sense to say that that's not aimed la hakroveh. Aimed la hakroveh maybe is the thing that cancels the shame in bailus. If you have a carbon shein aimed la hakroveh, then it wouldn't cancel the shame bailus. Okay, different variations within this issue. Of when you say Mama Bain and when you say Mama Gavai. There is stiris in the Rambam. A lot of stiris. The Lech Mishnah has stiris. About five Rambams in one direction, five Rambams in the other direction. What does he hold regarding Kachim Kalim? Whether Mama Bain or Mama Gavai. Something to work on. Okay. So what does the Gemara suggest over here? The Gemara was working on the Kasha. The final Teretz was Mekar to a Derubim, Hash to a Derubim. That is not considered like giving it to a Hedyot. But initially, the Gemara in the Kasha thought, Mali Mechor LaHedyad, Mali Mechor LaShamayim, the act of HaKdosh itself should be Mechayiv Yudal V'Hed. That itself should be like giving a Matana to a Bas of Adam, to a Hedyur. So let the Ganav be Chayiv Dal V'Hed for the act of giving it over to Hegdish. The Gemara suggests that Teretz now, they rejected Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon is talking not true. Even if you would hold like Reb Shimon, the din is that it's not true. It's not yet Goram Lamamim. Theoretically, the theoretical possibility of Goram Lamamim, there's not enough to have Rav Shimon's din said it. But this answer is a correct answer. It's just a question whether it fits into the Mishnah or not. This answer, Rabbi Yosef Glili, is a good answer. If you hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Kachim Kalamam, Mamam Bailim Haim, so the Bailus didn't really change. It doesn't belong to Agdish, it still belongs to the Ganav. So the Ganav didn't make a full, it's like he sold it, but he was Meshire a little bit for himself. Or considered as if he never sold it. Either never sold it, or he was Meshire a little Bailus for himself. So that's what the Gemara says. If you are like Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Kachim Kalamam and Bailim Hen, Shoin, so that's why it's not Mechara Kula Binon. Just like a Tvacha Kula Bisura Binon, so you have to have a Mechara Kula Binon. That was the Gemara before. Mechara Chutz Mishloshim Yom. Or you sell chutz mi'eiver echad, leave out one eiver, you don't sell the whole animal, it's not. See, he sold the whole animal, but he retained partial ownership for himself, because it's mom and bailam hay. So Marius, it doesn't seem to fit into the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah draw a contrast? The teretz that they gave is good, but the din is true. Before, the din of Reb Shimon was not true. This din is true, but it just doesn't fit into the Mishnah. Because why does the Mishnah make a contrast with the previous Mishnah? It says, if Ganav v'higdish v'tovach hamacha potter, Ganav v'tovach hamacha v'higdish, then chayiv. So why does the Mishnah only make such a contrast? It should have made a contrast. Ganav v'higdish itself is sometimes chayiv, sometimes potter. V'higdish l'kotche kotchim chayiv, because kotche kotchim is mama gavoyin. V'higdish l'kotchim kalim, then you potter. So why does it only make this distinction whether the whether Mochar, Tovach Mochar before Higdish or Tovach Mochar after Higdish, he should have made Lifle Glisne Bidido. That sometimes the Hagdosh itself, if he's Higdish Lekotche Kotchim, he'll be Chayv on the Hagdosh itself. Higdish Lekotchim Kalnat. So it wouldn't appear that this is the correct answer. Why does it say Lifle Glisne Bidido? Erenon Kotche 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 Kalnat. Not so. Elil Yoylam, the Gemara gives the final terms. Mikor Tur Derub and Mahash Tur Derub. That's the final terms. Yeah, what does Tosis have in common? The same Tosis appeared earlier, more than once. Tosis says that even though the Gemara comes to the conclusion that in Kotche Mizbeach, it's not considered Mechire, but it still is considered Shina Vishus for the purposes of Yesh Vishina Vishus. If Yol Yerushalayim is not Kona, but Yerushalayim Rishus is Kona, the Tosfos proves from the Gemara is that if you're Magdish, if the Ganav is Magdish an animal, if the Yerush, so the Hegdish is Chal, because I consider it Yerushalayim Rishus. So it says, why is it Yerushalayim Rishus? If the Gemara says, Mekor Turu Deruvin, Vash the Turu Deruvin. So Tosfos says, this Svar in the Gemara, Mekor Turu Deruvin, Vash Turu Deruvin, is only with respect to whether the Hagdosha itself should count as an act of Mechira. So the Gemara says no, like the Ramban said, it's like being Meshayer. Since he still retain Bailus when he get to Kapara, he's the Bala Korban for Kapara purposes, even though he's not the Bala Beim, he's not the Bala Medini Mominus, but since he retains Bailus for Kapara purposes, it's like as if he did a Mechira Chutz Mi'Ever Echot, did a Mechira Chutz Mi'Shloshim Yom, he made a Shiur. That's how the Ramban said. So Tosis doesn't learn like that. Tosis seems to learn that the Hashda Turu Deruvin, he retains the Bailus Mamish, but the Tosis says still it is called Yesh Rishini Vishus. Rishini Vishus it is to say that the Hakdosh is Chal. That's what Tosis wrote before us. Okay. What is the last two? What are the last two lines in the Mishnah? Mishnah concludes: Reb Shimon Omer, Kotchim Shechayu Biachriusam Mishalem Tashlum Me'abor V'Chamisha. If it's Kotchim that is Chayu Biachriusam, then he does pay Dalad Behei. The Gemara says Faker. If he's Magdashit, in a fashion that is Chayu Biachriusam, so. So Dover Gam Lamaman Kimam and Dami, so he's still considered the Balaam. Kotchim Shena Chai Bachriusam, then it is called the Hagdosh, then the Hagdosh is a Shena, then the Hagdosh is a Mechira. So Reb Shimon is everything Faket in the Mishnah. What's going on? That's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks, Need the Savar Reb Shimon Ali Mechor La Hedim Ali Mechor La Shamai. Reb Shimon holds from the Savar that we said before, that not only if you give, not only Machar, Tobach, Machar, not only Machar is Chayv, Nasim and Matan is also Chayv. Mechir, Matan, Kemecher. And not only Matan is Chayv, Matan, Tehegdish is also Chayv. Mali, Mechoro, he says, like Matan. Mali, if you give a Matan to a Hedyot, Mali, Mechoro, if you give a Matan to Allah Shemaim. So the Gemara says, fine, we understand that Reb Shimon holds that Hakdosh itself is an act of Matan. But he should say ipchem a boyle. If it's kachem shechay b'achriusim, he should be potter. Now katan l'nafik mishusay kachem sheinachay b'achriusim, then he should be chayv d'mafkalei mishusay. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is still thinking in terms like we just said before about Reb Shimon. So they thought Reb Shimon goes on this case when the ganav is magdashid. Gemara says no. Reb Shimon is not a hemshel from before. If the ganav is magdashid, when he say that the act of a hakdosh itself is equivalent to mechira. Whereas now, Reb Shimon goes on a different case. Amri, the answer is given. Reb Shimon al Musachri Tikoi. He's gone on a different case, not a Hemshechim. Kvachik Tani. Ain't a good of Acha Gadam Shal Tashmali, Dala Behem, and Kain of Hegdish, based by the Mispot, my time, good of Israel, from base Hegdish, fine. Reb Shimon Omer. Shimon is talking a different case. An honest farmer was Magdish a carbon. He says, Hare Elai Shlomim, and he says, Hare Zele Nidri. Or he's Mafrish Achatas and Anoshim, he's Mechuyiv. So he says, I raise Elochatosek, Korban Pesach is believed. And then a Ganav comes. Not that the Ganav was Magdashit, a Hegdash Achai Bechriusim. No, we're not talking about a Ganav who is Magdash. A crazy case. A Ganav is Magdash. We're talking about a farmer owns a behemoth and he's Magdashit. So if he, and then a Ganav steals it and does Tavach HaMacha. So is the Ganav Chayv Kefal? Is Ganav Chayv Dala Behei? Or should I say, we're going to be Selish. It doesn't belong to the Bible. So Reb Shimon says it depends. If it's Kachim Shechai Bachriusam and the Ganav stole it, so it's Zavash Ekvah Goram Lamamin, so then Kimamin Dami. So the Ganav is Chayv, that's called Gunam Beisurish. That's considered as if it belongs to him. Reb Shimon Aymer, Kachim Shechai Bachriusam Chayiv. If the Ganav steals from me Korbanis, but Sham Chayv Bachriyas, that's considered mine. Zavash Goram Lamamin is Kimamin Dami. My timer, Korean Beisurish, Gunam Beisurish. Shechai Bachriusam Potter, Lagran Gunam Beisurish. Thank you. That's Reb Shimon Sheet, the Dovah Shekvagorim Lamamin, not Dovah Shegorim theoretically Lamamin. Dovah Shekvagorim Lamamin is Kimamin Domi. What if someone steals from
him? Somebody steals from the Shem, even though it's not Shalom.
Yeah.
It's not Shalom.
Means that Reb Shimon should say what? That every...
If you need Shalom, then why buy it from the Shem's house? It's not Shalom.
Me want to say, according to Reb Shimon, every Goyim and Aganav should be Chayv Kefal.
It just arrived from Shem. There's no bias at all over there. Just because it's nothing. It's also about now.
Yeah.
Since you could say Resha Lachot Anachot, it becomes the Shem is on Stavar Berimu.
So by Ganav, it should be a Kal V'chaymer. So by Ganav, should be a Ganav has Kinyoni Ganav. Yeah.
It just makes it strong.
Means Reb Shimon should say every... It's not a good Kasha. A point. Every case of Ganef Menaganef, the Ganef Shani should be chayv to pay the Ganef Rishon. True, he doesn't have to pay Kefil to the original owner because it's not Shaloi B'Shusoi, but to the Ganef Rishon he should have to pay because the Gabi the Ganef Rishon, it's a Dabar Garm Lamamen. Maybe it is true. I don't know. Maybe the thing is true like that.
Mm-hmm.
On the first line sounds. On the first line, he doesn't argue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. See, we have the Mishnah in Hamachkid. The first Mishnah in Hamachkid. What does it say there? That sometimes the Ganef pays kefil to the Shomer.
He made a deal.
Shilam of Ayrotza the Shava. So in that rare case, he pays kefil. So the Shita Mekub, I think the Shita Mekubetz is there, quotes the Kasha. How come it never says anywhere in Shas that according to Reb Shimon, that Dovra Gam Lamamin, Kimamin Dami, that the Pikotn is Gam Lamamin to the Shema? So the Shema should always be entitled to collect the Kefa. The Shema should always be entitled to collect the Kefa. He should be called the Bible because Dovra Gam Lamamin, Kimamin Dami. No, so I think the Shita Mekubetz's answer is, no, then in that case it's different. It's a toss-up. Should the Ganef who steals pay kefil to the mafkid? The thing is, mamish aloy b'shusa, he's gonna, the mafkid is gonna lose also. It's garm l'mamet to the mafkid. Shaloy b'shusa and garm l'mamet. It's everything. Or should he pay kefil to the shaymer who's only a dover garm l'mamet? So if you have a toss-up between the real bailim and the dover garm l'mamet, so Reb Shimon will also agree that the real bailim is entitled to collect the kefil, the shaymer doesn't collect the kefil. Special deal if he says Shilam alei rotz lishava. So whatever the story is, then the shomer is entitled to collect the kefil. But if not for that special umdene that he's makna, whatever, those that makna the kefil, the original owner, the mafkid, is the real bailim in the garm lamamim. Yeah, but you're asking over here where the original bailim is not, it's not b'shusa. So the original bailim is not able to collect the kefil. And a goyim fachagam sham tashlam the kefil. So why doesn't Reb Shimon disagree there? Every case of Ganav Aganav should be a case of Dabar Gam Lamamen according to Reb Shimon. So good to Kasha. I don't know. So good Kasha. So now the Gemara asks a new Kasha. We already learned part of this before. There was a Machlokes Hatanoim in three cases. We learned. The Machlokes Hatanoim in three cases. What's the din? Whenever the halacha requires shechita, where do you have dinim? In order to eat meat, you have to have shechita. Okay. So what if you shecht the treifa? So if you shecht an animal that's a treifa, the shechita is chal lahatzoy. Shechita is chal to be metayim dein nevela. If the animal would die a natural death, it would be a tumas nevela. Would have an isra achila, itam nevela. If you shecht an animal that is a treifa, so the shechita is metayim dein nevela, has a partial din of shechita, but it's not mata b'achila. Machlek is a rishani, whether you say a bracha. Asher kedushan b'mitzvos v'tzmano ala shchita. The shechet normally recites a bracha immediately before he does the shchita. So what if he's going to shecht an animal? He knows in advance this animal is a treifa. He knows the shchita will not be mata b'achila, but it will be matar m'den avel. So in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yutes, and the other day, they quote Rashi's opinion is in the Tshuvas. The Talmidim quote that Rashi holds that you do say a bracha, and we paskin against Rashi, you don't say a bracha. Fine. Because so, it's a partial shechita. It's a shechita with respect to Medayim Mezayim Medayim Nevela, and it's not a shechita with respect to Pimata Bachila. So that's given, that's not a machloikis hataran, that's Pesukim Mechumish. A shechita sreif is Medayim Medayim Nevela, everybody agrees to it, and it's not Mata Bachila, and a shayla, it's a half shechita. So it's a machloikis harishan, whether you say bracha or not. You're only in fulfillment, partial fulfillment of the din of shechita. But you have another three cases in the Torah where the Torah talks about dinim of shechita. When you shecht a chayviyof, you have to do kisei adam. When you shecht only a chayviyof, you shecht a behemana. When you shecht a behemana, it sets in a din of osvez v'not. Shai chayviyof, there is no such din. When you shecht a behemana, there's a din of osvez v'not. And then there's a din over here, tovach ha-macha, that the ganav has to pay dalavei. If he shechts and he makes an avela, there's no din of kisei adam. And if he shechts and he shoots an animal, there's no din of osu esbeno. And if the ganav makes a nevela, he's not chayv dalavei. It has to be a shechita kshera. So the question is, what if he did a shechita kshera? But it's a shechita streifa. So it's a mikza shechita. It's a shechita benegeh to mitar zayim de nevela. But it's not a shechita with respect to mata b'achila zayim. That's why there's a machloikas and we say, you don't say a bracha. Because it's an incomplete shechita. So what would you say benegeh to these three dinim? What would you say when you get to Kisei Adam, also be Ezbeno, and the Ganav, or the Ganav is Chayv Dal Vahey, if he shechts a treifa? So the Gemara has a machlek, the Pshimen and the Rabban, whether Shechita, Shein Ebu, Yashma Shechita, and Kol HaTar Kula, a lot of Shema Shechita, when you get to these three Dib. How do we pass in the Halacha L'maisa? So the Gemara says in Chulin that Rabbi Yudah Anas, they made a compromise. The author, the editor of the Mishnah, is not the author, he edited the Mishnah, so he wrote into the Mishnah is, in Chulin, that with respect to the din of Kisei Adam, there Shechita Shenibu is Lav Shema Shechita. Why? He made a compromise in the Machlekes of Shimon the Rabban, because of the Pasuk. Rabbi Yudah Anasi made his own compromise. The Pasuk says, you have to do Kisei Adam, so it says, Yivishecht Chai V'yof, Asher Yeyochel. The two words, Asher Yeyochel, imply has to be a full din Shechita, that's Mate B'achiva. But the other cases, by Osav Ezbeno, and by Dalad Vey, that expression doesn't appear in Chumash Asher Yochel, so there we leave the halacha like the Chachamim. The Shechita Sheni Ruya, Shema Shechita. Just in Hilchas Kisei Adam, that you say like Reb Shimon, Shechita Sheni Ruya is Lav Shema Shechita. So there are three Shitas. You have Reb Shimon, you have the Rabbanan, and then you have Rebbe's compromise. So this Gemara has a fantastic Chiddush. Usually, we talk about Shechita Sheni Ruya, he's shechting a treifa. So the shechita is only a partial shechita. It's mentar midei nevela, but it's not mata b'achila. And we don't follow Rashi's opinion. We say you can't say a bracha on that shechita because it's an incomplete shechita. You only say a bracha when you're fulfilling a mitzvah v'shleimusa. When you're only fulfilling a mitzvah shalom v'shleimusa, you don't say a bracha. So here, that's the way we usually learn. Here the Gemara says when you shecht karbonis. When you shecht karbonis, it's not only mitar midei nevela, it's a shechita, it's the first of the dalar avay, the shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. Shechita is a regular din of shechita. If it'll be an oila, you won't be able to eat it. Nobody eats the oila, it's kula kola. If it'll be a chatos, the kohen will eat it. If it'll be a shlomim, everybody will eat it. Whoever's Torah will eat it. So the Gemara has an einfal, a fantastic einfal, that when you shech karbonas, at the time of the shechita, it's a shechita shein eruya. Because it doesn't become muta b'achil until you do the zrika sadam. It says lo sochlu al adam, and it's a strange pasuk. It's a very unclear pasuk. So the Gemara has a whole series of interpretations in the pasuk. We accept all of them. One of the interpretations in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph is lo sochlu al adam. You're not allowed to eat the besar hakarbonus v'adayin hadam b'mizra. If you didn't do this rikas hadam yet, that's a din. You're not permitted. The Kohanim are not permitted to eat the chatas and the yoshim, and the Yisraelim are not permitted to eat the shlomim. Because man, you didn't do the Zrika Saddam. So it comes out at the time that you do the Zrika Saddam, the time you do the Shechita, from the time you do the Shechita till the time that you do the Zrika Saddam, it's also Bachilo. So the Gemara has an Einfall over here. That should be labeled the Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. This appella. When the Kohanim Shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, they do say a bracha. What do you mean? All Shechitas Karbonis is Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. Because in between the Shechita and the Zrika Saddam, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it because it's hegdish. Because it's a mitzvah, l'sach lo l'adam, special din, that's the seir advar. But later on, you are going to be allowed to eat it. So the Gemara has a chidish nifla over here. that all shechitas karbanas b'shas ha-shechita prior to the zrikas adam is called shechita shene ruya. So Gemara frek takasha b'shimin l'shitasai that he holds in kala terakula that shechita shene ruya lav shma shechita. So frek the Gemara. Well, how did we just interpret the Mishnah? We're not talking the ganav was a ganav stole the shavuot and then was magdashit a kach mishachai be'achriusim versus a kach mishenachai be'achriusim. No, a farmer, an honest farmer, nishkin ganav. Honest farmer is mafresh a behem, and a ganav stole the carbon from the farmer and he does tavach hamacha. So we said, is the ganav chayv kefal dala vehei or not? So if the farmer has a carbon shachai be'achriusoi, is mamim ba'lim hei. So when the ganav steals that, I say davar gam l'mamim kamamadami. He's the farmer was called the Bailam, so the ganav will be chayv kefal dala vehei. And if it's kachim and not chayv be'achriusim, then the ganav will not be chayv dala vehei. Freg di gemara akasha by Reb Shimon l'shitasei holds shchita sheni ruia lav shma shchita. So whenever you have a shchitas kachim, it should never be mechayv dala vehei. Kefal we can understand, but they didn't put Reb Shimon in the first mission. It talks about kefal. Meruba midas kefal, midas tashlumi abavachem. Then the rest of the parak is all dala vehei. The first mission said a few words about kefal, but the rest of the mishnah is talking dala vehei. So it sounds Reb Shimon says not only kachim shechay be'achriusim, not only is the ganef who stole it chayiv kerem v'kefal, he's even chayiv dalad v'hei on tovach or amocha. So Gemara says, how can it be? But the tovach is going to be always be built in a shechita she'ein or re'uya. It's probably the only place in Shas where the Gemara has this chiddush. That shechita's kachim should be considered a shechita she'ein or re'uya.
Huh?
Because of shchut echutz, not because it's before this week. Let me see. Because of shchut echutz. Ah, Rashi said because of shchut echutz, not because of karbanos. There isn't a beferish gemara that the gemara considers karbanos before zrika sadam as a shchita sheni ruya. Let me see. Frag the Gemara. Let's see. Michdash Hashem Elohim Hashem Dam Shchita Sheni Ruya Lo Yishma Shchita Kach Menam Shchita Sheni Ruya He. So Rashi says because Shchut Echut. Oh, Shchut Echut. That's understandable. Okay, that's not a problem. Because Rabbi Dima Rabbech Meshech Tefin Bifnim L'Shem Balam. Oh, the Gemara said the first that it's not. If he shech the Bifnim L'Shem Balam, then it is Shchita Ruya. Oh, the Gemara here. This Gemara said the first not so. That if he shecht karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not called shechita sheni ruya. So where is that Gemara? Is that Gemara somewhere else? Maybe. Where is it? In Chulin? I forgot already. Yeah, it's a Gemara Chulin. Gotta take a look. So yeah, Rashi's beferish. The Hemshech HaGemara is like Rashi. You can't interpret differently. So the Gemara's kasha was, it's going to be shechut echutz. Yeah. So shechut echutz, according to Reb Shimon, should be shechita sheni ruya. Should not be mechayiv. So the Gemara says you're not doing it b'chutz, you're doing it bifnim. Yeah. If you're doing it bifnim l'shem b'aylim, we have a din if the ganav gives back the behema, if the ganav returns the behema to the nignav, so that's the end of the first geneva. So if the ganav is going to do tovach hamocha after restoring the behema to the b'aylim, it's not going to be chayv dala dehei. That's going to be a new geneva, a new gzela later on, a new story. So frek dingma v'hari chazer keren lebailim. How can the bezn what? How can the bezn make a gmar din later that is chayv kefil? It shouldn't be chayv kefil either, no. What if the ganav gave back the geneva before the bezn had a chance to make a gmar din on the kefil? Does he even pay kefil? I don't think he pays kefil. I think the din is that he pays, it doesn't pay dollar to hay. So the Gemara frek takasha, if that's the case over here in the Mishnah, that they shechted it, the ganav shechts it bifnim, l'shem b'aylim, arichozer keren l'baylim shouldn't have to pay kefal or dollar to hay. And the Mishnah sounds like you are paying even dollar to hay. So what does the Gemara answer? B'shenishbach adam. So the shechita b'shas ma'isa, you can't call a chazir keren l'baylim because he's not yotzei. The baal hakorban is not yotzei. You have to have all the dalar avodas. You have to have shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. So kol zman you didn't do the zrika, So the Balaam are not going to be yetzer. But the Shechita b'shas ma'isa, the Gemara is assuming here. This Gemara is assuming that the Shechita b'shas ma'isa is a Shechita haruya on Karbonis. If not, never actually leads up to the Zrikas Adam. It's still called the Shechita haruya. So the Gemara says, in such a case, Reb Shimon will say that Yechayev Dalet Vehei, if it's Kachem Shechai Bachrius, and the Ganav will be Chayev Dalet Vehei. Okay, this Gemara we're going to have to spend a lot of time to prepare. Okay, so maybe next week we'll start here. Maybe on Sunday. Tomorrow we'll do Parshas HaShavua, maybe. How many people want to go by to tomorrow? Okay. So we'll have to prepare. These are famous places in here. Okay. Good. So we'll stop there.